Well, with not much going on the local sports scene, I decided today to take a quick look at the Sweet 16 and the 8 upcoming basketball games in the Division I men's tournament of March Madness. Former Glens Falls standout, Syracuse four-year player, and now a graduate student at Clemson, Joe Girard and his Clemson Tigers will take on number 2 Arizona on Thursday night to kick things off at 7 p.m. Next up, it'll be number 1 Powerhouse UConn taking on number 5 San Diego State at 7:30 p.m., followed by the 9:30 p.m. start, Alabama versus North Carolina. North Carolina is a number 1 seed, while the Alabama Crimson Tide is the number 4 seed in their West Region matchup. And the fourth game on Thursday night pits Illinois fighting Illini against Iowa State. Tip-off in that game is scheduled for 10 p.m. on Thursday evening. Illinois is a 3 seed. Iowa State is a 2 seed. Then on Friday night, number 2 Marquette takes on number 11 seed NC State. That game will start at 7 p.m. as part of the South Region. The other game in the South Region has number 1 Houston against number 4 Duke Blue Devils. That game will tip off around 9:30 p.m. And then finally in the Midwest Region, you got number 3 Creighton out of the Big East against number 2 Tennessee Volunteers. In the earlier start in the Midwest bracket, you got the number 1 Purdue Boilermakers against number 5 Gonzaga. So that is a look at all 8 games that'll take place on Thursday and Friday evenings in March Madness. And it's kind of neat this year because you got number 1 North Carolina, number 1 Purdue, number 1 UConn, and number 1 Houston all remaining. And of course, all the number 2 seeds are still alive with Marquette, Iowa State, Arizona, and Tennessee Volunteers all still alive in March Madness. For NBC FM Sports, this is Steve Chris.